Okay, welcome, Mike Adams here. We have a critical financial update that begins with Mr. Paul Singer, who is the billionaire founder or leader of the Elliott Management hedge fund. And he has come out publicly and stated that because of the financial situation that is unfolding, we now face, I believe he said, quote, worldwide societal collapse. And, you know, you don't hear that language very frequently from sort of conventional finance people. If maybe you never hear that from them. You do hear that kind of language from independent media, alternative media, whatever, people who don't necessarily have to answer to financial regulators or people who don't get a paycheck from MSNBC or whoever. People who are free to speak openly talk about the financial collapse that's coming. But those who run multi-billion dollar hedge funds almost never say this. Well, he said it. And he's saying it. He's got a lot of reasons behind it. This has been reported publicly, you know, by CNBC and MarketWatch.com and so on. So he sees what's coming. Rising interest rates are colliding with multiple factors, including massive money printing and a collapse of supply chains, combined with energy scarcity and the deindustrialization of much of the Western world. These factors are all coming together, and what they're pointing to is worldwide societal collapse. Now, what does he mean by that? What is actually coming? Well, let me bring in something else that's relevant to this. I just recently interviewed Bob Moriarty, and he's the founder of 321gold.com. He's a U.S. Marine Corps fighter pilot, veteran. He flew over 800 missions for the Marine Corps. I mean, yeah, this guy's a legend. And he's also an author and analyst and financial guy who knows what he's talking about. And he flew a lot of those missions during Vietnam, by the way. So, you know, he's up there in the years, but he's got amazing life experience and wisdom because of those years. In fact, during our interview, he mentioned Paul Singer as well and the Elliott Management Company and that statement. But after the interview, and that interview is going to come out maybe around the same time as this podcast, so you can check for it on my channel on brightian.com. But after the interview, he was asking me where I live, and I told him, I'm in the outback of rural Texas, you know, far from any city. And he lives in a rural farming community in southern France, kind of where they get ocean weather, ocean breezes, so their weather is more moderate there. And he doesn't have to worry about, you know, being in a big city, and nor do I. But we had a conversation off the air, and he reiterated to me that he thought that the people who live in these big high-density cities, many of them are not going to survive what's coming. And he named a bunch of cities, you know, he named Houston and Chicago and Los Angeles and so on, Denver even, quite a few cities. But the reason I even bring that up, I mean, not only do I agree with him, but the nature of the collapse that's coming, when Paul Singer talks about worldwide societal collapse, you got to understand that this is a convergence of many different collapsing factors, which includes food, energy, money, politics, you know, freedoms, and so on. And then there are also wild cards that could be thrown into this mix and black swan type of events like, well, cyber attacks on the grid supply, you know, the power grid, cyber attacks on the banking system, nuclear war or nuclear terrorism, things like that, EMP weapons, all kinds of things. But even without those black swans, what is already certain to occur, and Mr. Moriarty and I completely agree on this, what is already certain to occur is a global collapse of currencies, that is Western currencies, food supply, energy supply, industrialization, and effectively then jobs. And so when those systems go down, people rise up. People, well, some people riot. And I mean, I'm not calling for that, obviously, because everybody that listens to me is already prepared. They're not going to be panicked or freaked out or rioting. It's the unprepared who are going to riot, but make no mistake, they will riot. There will be uprisings. There will be revolutions across the world and especially across Europe. You are about to see the most bizarre chapter in human history. you're about to see the fall and then the new refounding of many elements of Western civilization. Because the currencies are going to fall, the banks are going to fall. You're going to have bank failures, bail-ins, bank holidays, freezes, whatever you want to call it. And then governments will fall. And during this process, it's going to be incredibly chaotic before it finds a new level of stabilization or structure. In other words, before there is new order out of the chaos. So in fact, I was on the phone just the other day with David Wilcock, and he was describing chaos theory. We have these kinds of conversations from time to time. Yeah, if only you could hear my private conversations with interesting people, let me tell you, it's mind-blowing. But David Wilcock was describing chaos theory, and he talked about how they've used computers to simulate the falling of grains of sand. And when grains of sand form a pile, and then at some point, as more grains are added to this pile from the top, as in something like an hourglass, let's say, at some point that pile suffers another collapse where everything just shifts down until it settles again. And during that collapse of the sand pile, it turns out that the computers cannot predict where things are going to go, even though they are trying to simulate every single sand grain. Because the overall effects or the emergent properties of complex systems are not able to be fully modeled even by today's best mathematicians and computer scientists and supercomputers and so on. Still can't model it. So there's two things to understand from this. Number one is that when the collapse happens, even though there will be restructure after the collapse, during the collapse, everybody's in free fall, just like the grains of sand. Everybody's in free fall, including you and me, because, oh, the food's not available. The money supply has cratered. You know, the governments are in turmoil. There's chaos. There's war. There's maybe a lack of a power grid. You know, whatever it is, everybody's free falling. Everybody's in chaos. All the grains of sand are, you know, trying to hold on for dear life. At some point, then, there's a resettling, there's a grounding, and a restructuring of a new system, which is where everybody ends up falling and settling. Whatever that looks like is unknown. So that's the second point. No one can accurately predict what the future is going to hold for humanity. Will we even have a United States of America? Maybe not. I kind of suspect not, by the way. But, you know, will we have Western Europe as it currently exists? Will we have NATO? Will we have the dollar? Will we have the euro currency? I mean, all of these questions are, you know, extremely important to understand. And I think the answers to a lot of these are that these things will not exist for much longer. But one of the things we all need to consider is the nature of the culture in each area as the collapse takes place. Because we know this collapse is going to involve food scarcity, starvation, energy collapse, financial collapse, political collapse, you know, all these things. But also, civility will be in question. And understanding civility or the implications of a collapse requires you to dig into the culture of each country a little bit more. For example, in Japan, in a collapse, there won't be mass chaos in Tokyo, for example, because, well, the Japanese are rather orderly, and there's not a media in Japan that has been pushing a race war in Japan, and besides, they all look Japanese. So it's not easy to divide Japan. Well, in Germany, too, for example, in Berlin, you know, you would expect things to be rather orderly, and the same is true a lot of Nordic countries. But in America, it's a different story, because the media has been pumping up race wars and narratives of hatred and violence for quite some time. And we also have a rather undisciplined youth because, well, nobody has held any boundaries, not even in college or universities. America's youth have been able to get away with anything just by claiming to be victims or by threatening to kill you or threatening to censor you or whatever. So when the situation goes bad in American cities, it's going to be instant anarchy with mass chaos, mass violence, mass murder. And that's going to characterize the American experience of living through this collapse, which is quite unique and distinct from the experience in other countries. Hence the need to live away from these high density population areas so that you might not be caught in the middle of all of this chaos and violence. But understand that this chaos is coming. Just imagine Los Angeles 72 hours after the food stamps stop working, for example, or Chicago, which is a war zone on any given day, or Philadelphia for that matter, right? Just pick your city, Portland, Seattle. It's going to be mayhem. So we've got to be ready for all of those things, whether it's food, finance, self-defense, whatever the case may be. Now, I will mention our sponsor of gold and silver. If physical gold and silver makes sense to you, then check out our sponsor, which is the Treasure Island Precious Metals and Coins Company, because they have, I mean, their sister company is actually one of the largest distributors of gold and silver to other retailers across North America. And they have very competitive pricing. They have discreet delivery. They are honest dealers. And you can go on their website and check their pricing right now. Just go to metalswithmike.com and it'll take you there. And I don't earn a commission. There are some places that pay out commissions and tend to charge quite a bit more. That's why I urge you to compare prices. Just get the most gold or silver that you can for your dollar. And then this company pays us to as a Brighteon sponsor, just flat fees. So that's one resource you can consider. You can also, by the way, on other areas such as emergency medicine, you can get a lot of these things at your local grocery store. And I strongly encourage you to do that. Definitely do that. Go to your grocery store, get povidone iodine, get isopropyl alcohol, get antiseptics, and so on. Get the emergency medical supplies that you can. You can get some at dollar stores, by the way. I've even done a video about that. You can do some prepping at dollar stores. Just understand that some things are overpriced because you might buy like a bottle of ibuprofen at a dollar store for $1.25 and it might only have 6 pills in it. So you just paid like 20 plus cents per pill, which is not a good deal at all. But do the math on these things. Get prepared. Be wise in your preparedness. And you'll make it through this as long as you're not in the mayhem of the cities. So have a bug out plan, or better yet, live outside the cities right now so that you're not even there when things hit the fan, because things are about to hit the fan. Just listen to Peter Singer and Bob Moriarty and Gregory Mannarino and others. And I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. My job is to help you stay aware of this so you can get through it. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Take care.